Hey guys, this is Amy here, and just wanted to bring you some Paddles Up insight. I was spending some time just resting and just asking Papa about just things in life, right? And just about how to manage our thoughts when we're in places we really don't want to be, or you know, we'd rather be doing something else, or like even on your job or whatever. But you know, God, He's using everything, utilizing everything, and wants us to utilize it to grow and stretch and mature wherever we're at. And oftentimes I think of Brother Lawrence, right? Many of you guys have heard the old stories of Brother Lawrence, who's a mystic back in the day, that he did not want to, he wanted to travel and do missions and all these different things, but God had him in the dish room in a monastery, and he didn't want to be there. He couldn't stand washing dishes, and but he learned to practice the presence of God, hence, you know, the name of one of his books, Practicing the Presence of God. And all the things that he ever wanted, that he was trying to chase after in his own ego, or even in his own good desires, right? Our spiritual egos. He ended up finding a place of rest, and within just being hidden, washing dishes, and everything he ever desired and wanted actually ended up coming to him there and chasing him down and finding him there. And it's this amazing place of maturity and growth that we come to if we'll allow and trust God's ways of dealings, God's ways of wisdom, and not judge our circumstances of where we're at, trying to rescue ourselves and trying to get to our narrow viewpoint of thinking of what we think and where we think we should be with all of our expectations and judgments. So as I was just pondering, you know, just laying down pondering these things, and I'm like, Lord, what are you doing, you know, in us and just with our thoughts? And so right then he popped up an analogy, perfect Paddles Up analogy, how he goes, there's a current that you're crossing right now that you're learning how to navigate and really honing in on taking every thought captive and turning it into opportunity. And showed me how a kayak was coming into a current and they had to really balance, kind of use their paddle in a way to put their paddle down on one side and then balance and then put it down on the other side and then balance and just really gain their bearings and balance it, right? And so he was showing me that it's like with our thoughts and how we have to grow and mature, taking every thought captive and balance it out, neutralize. That's what he kept saying, neutralize it, you know, like the thoughts like, I'd rather be doing something else, I don't want to be here, this is a pain to me, this is, what's the point of doing this, this is so mundane, I'm great, I'm made for more than this, you know, all these things that will hit our heads when we're in a place or doing things we really don't want to do. But there's purpose in it, right? They're building blocks. That's where you're building spiritual internal muscles if you'll allow it. And so the Lord is just showing me, he's like, just, you're coming into a current that you have to cross through and over and in, and you're learning to neutralize all these thoughts that come up wanting to tip you over, you know, and roll you and tip you over another way and roll you, and just where you end up fighting against your circumstances. And then, so there's that approach, right? Where sometimes God's building the minute muscles in us versus it's easy to throw our hands in the air like we just don't care, paddles up and go down the stream when the current's flowing. But when we come into these sticky situations or whatever, you know, that aren't that wide open space of flow and you're having to really navigate and balance, then this is where it's really helpful, where you're learning to take every thought captive. It's this internal working out. Working out your salvation, right? Working out what you're going to choose to believe and find the good in it, and learn to be, you know, thankful and just change your perspective, right? And then everything starts rushing and coming to you and towards you to benefit you. And all of a sudden you get through that point, and then all of a sudden the flow breaks you out into the wide open spaces again. So it's just amazing, the twists and turns of God's current in life. So I just wanted to drop in those analogies for you. I hope that helps and encourages you on your daily life with Christ. Love you all. Talk soon. Bye.